Welcome to Your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. This is our final episode of this podcast. Nick and I have loved bringing this show to you every weekday. Since our very first episode, January 6, 2020, we have talked, schemed, and laughed out loud, hoping to add something fun and positive to your day. The return on our investment was a great and true friendship that blossomed one conversation at a time, and the love you gave us along the way. I'm so happy to have been a part of this production. It's been an amazing journey. So here you are, the final Friday Shorts episode of Your Daily Dose. Enjoy. I don't read enough manually, You know, I feel like, I don't know why I feel guilty for not picking up a book.
Yeah, until I get my eyes fixed, I'm fine with that.
Are you going to get RK?
What?
Are you going to get eyes fixed?
Oh, just like glasses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I need new glasses. I can't read, like, to hold a book now, it's either this length or take my glasses off and hold it here. For the people listening, that's right in front of my nose without my glasses, or relatively far away and still tiny bit blurry.
Yeah, where do you go get your eyes taken care of? You have a
doctor? I need to go. I haven't gone in years.
Oh, yeah.
Get some new glasses.
I go to Dr. McDonald in Winter Springs. He's not a super exciting dude, but he's nice.
I don't want an eye doctor that's super exciting. Listen, I think there are certain doctors you want that are kind of exciting. Proctologist. What? I want that guy driving a hot rod. I want him racing motorcycles on the weekend. And I'm saying him, but them, right? Whoever. I want an exciting proctologist. I want, for my eyes, though,
not
boring.
Katrina Constantine is in my level one improv class right
now. Oh, is she?
And she is wonderful.
She's fantastic.
I have to tell
also,
you.
Also, Greek.
You know, okay, and also
how could
looks,
she be anything
and
but
also
then,
looks
right?
Greek too. And when I look at her too, and the name obviously, but she's a cartoonist, illustrator, bright spirit, and I liked her the minute that I met her. I had no idea that you had any connection, and then she came in. I think it was in class three, and said, "Hey, we have a mutual friend. It's your podcast partner, Nick." And I'm like, "Oh, I love Nick." And she goes, "I do too." And then when I realized who she, I'm like, "You drew the map in his house." I'm like, "I love you. You were so creative that just seeing your drawing, I was like, I need to know this person." And she's wonderful. She was sick last night, so she couldn't come to class. But she came with her friend Amy LaCour, who is, I don't know if you know Amy.
Oh, I don't, but I think she is, I'm not sure if she's hosting or she's doing something for this comedy night that I'm going to see tomorrow night.
Okay, for sure, for sure. She's a stand-up, she's very funny, she's super smart, and between her and Katrina, they are both like the most supportive people that you'll ever meet. They're coming into the room. They're supporting everybody, laughing at everybody, getting to know everybody. They're like the little ambassadors of my level one class. And they're so fun together. So they really are good.
It's good. And I will say that Amy, while not Greek, is probably spending enough time with Katrina that it has been rubbing off on her.
Yeah, as it does, you know, because osmosis is actually a Greek word.
Greekmosis.
Yeah.
Are most words Greek in origin?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah, all of them.
I believe so.
Yeah. All of them.
Even the Latin ones.
I remember trying to push Greek numerals. Like that was a thing. Nick's like, no, that's Roman. Do the Greeks have numerals or did we discuss that? Do they have numerals?
Yeah, we had numerals before anybody else.
But what do they look like? Do they, I mean, same. Would they be recognized? Are they?
Yeah, you guys just kept them.
Oh,
do they look like Roman? You don't know. Yeah,
no.
That's all right.
Boom.
All right. We're good?
Is that it?
I guess. All right. Hug.
Man. You crazy person saying yes to this. I can't believe you.
Hey, we did it. 4 years, man. It's crazy. It
is. 4 years exactly. And it seems like 800 because we had the pandemic in the middle of it.
Was it December 8th that we started? No, it was January.
January 6th. Yeah, it was the very first episode. So it was right after. But we started recording back in October, just testing out. Remember the equipment and all that stuff? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll record more. I know we will. But this was,
we got
this was
to.
A fun, interesting, simple thing.
I think we should do more scripted stuff, and we should be the narrators for it.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Do different characters. Do different voices. Oh, I'm a Southern belle. I have the vapors. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I do have the vapors right now from, you know, experiencing our very last episode of all time of Your Daily Dose. But we will do other stuff. Follow along somehow, I guess, with Bob and Nick on Instagram and friend us on Facebook, I guess. I wasn't planning for this. Like, how... I have the vapors. Have a great day.